Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Now, the reason why most people are ineffective in life and actually fail at life and actually don't enjoy life is because they've never learned how to fight the battle of the mind. The power of your mind, the power of your thoughts has tremendous ability to shape your life for good or for bad. And if you accept the thought, if growing up somebody said to you, you're worthless, you're no good, you don't matter, you're ugly, you're uncoordinated, if you accepted that fact, whether it was right or wrong, it shaped your life. And it doesn't even have to be true. If you believe it, it's going to shape your life. And a lot of you were taught things as a kid about you that just weren't true. And years later, you're still acting on false information. Be transformed by changing the way you think, because my thoughts control my life. Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. God is far more interested in changing your mind than in changing your circumstances. We want God to change our circumstances. We want Him to take away all the problems, all the pain, all the sorrow, all the suffering, all the sickness, all the sadness. And God says, yeah, I know that's important, but really more important than that is what's happening in you. And I'm far more interested in changing your mind before we change your circumstance. Because nothing happens in your life until you get the renewing of your mind. No transformation takes place. No change takes place in your mind or in your life until your thoughts begin to change.
What I've discovered is that the mind is a battlefield, and most of life's battles are won or lost in your mind. The more I've studied scripture, and the more I've even looked at what neuroscience would say, most of life's battles are won or lost in the mind. That the life we have so often is a reflection of the thoughts that we think. What we think determines who we become. In other words, if you tend to think, I can't do something, I'll never be able to do something, I don't have what it takes. If you think you can't, you probably won't. If you think you can, by the grace of God, you probably will. If you dwell on your problems, the world is bad and it's getting worse, your problems are going to overwhelm you. But instead, if you look for some solutions, if you believe you can have faith, you'll find some solutions and you'll see faith arise. You might think over and over again, I'm not good enough. Or my past is too bad for God to use me. Or I can't trust the people around me. Or I'm always going to battle with my weight. Or I'm never going to be good with money. Or I can never be close to God. If you believe a lie for long enough, you start to be impacted as if that lie were true. You get stuck in a rut. What we think about matters more than you can imagine. What comes into your mind comes out in your life. No matter what you do or what you have or who you know or what you buy, or where you live, or where you travel. You cannot have a positive life when you have a negative mind. Why? Because your life is always moving in the direction of your strongest thoughts. The question I want you to ask yourself is this. If your life is always moving in the direction of your strongest thoughts, are you excited about the direction your thoughts are taking you?
Through Christ, you can move into a place of victory in your life. And the way it's gonna happen is when you learn how to win the battle of your mind. So we're not talking about victory in some accomplishment or victory in a sporting endeavor. We're talking about victory in life. We're talking about victory over our thoughts, victory in our attitudes, victory in our emotions. We're talking about mental stability and health and moving into purpose and living the life that God has designed us to live. And God wants you to know, if you don't get anything else out of this message tonight, that you can live in victory. Because he already is in a story of victory, and he's inviting you into that story. It doesn't matter what your circumstances are, victory is not circumstantial. It doesn't matter what the situation is around you. It doesn't matter about your family, your past, your genetics, what's been done to you, what's been spoken to you, what you've done, what you haven't done. Victory isn't about what's happening around you. Victory is about the state of your mind. And the enemy knows this, and so his attack, his main focus in your life right this moment is to attack your thought life. And if he can win the battle of your mind, then he has won the battle of your life. Victory tonight can be yours starting right now. You don't need circumstances to change. You don't need the situation to improve. You can step into victory tonight by changing the way that you think. What thought right now is in your mind, planted there by the serpent, who is craftier than all the creatures? Is it a thought that says, I can't? And already the enemy has planted a seed of doubt in your mind. If you have a spirit of negativity, who planted that there? Did he plant a critical spirit in your mind? Has he planted a thought in your mind that says that you are defeated, that you're not worth much, that no one loves you, that you're all you've got, that it's up to you, that no one believes in you, that you'll always be this way? Has he planted a thought in your mind that's occupying your mind right now, incubating in your mind right now, that says you will feel better if you sin? Has he planted a thought in your mind that says, what if this whole God thing is a hoax? What if he planted a seed in your mind that said you're entitled to getting what you want? You deserve to be bitter. You deserve to be greedy. You deserve to be selfish. You deserve to be angry. Thought maybe that says you are your failure. You are your addiction. Or maybe on the flip side, you planted a thought in your mind that said you deserve all your success. It's all yours. Or maybe you planted a thought in your mind that just said you're not enough. You see, the enemy knows that the battle isn't going to be external. It's going to be internal. And he knows if he can lodge a thought in your thinking that settles in your heart and it goes unchecked, that it ultimately will take root. And as the proverb writer said, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Ultimately, if you harbor that thought and you let it take up residence in your heart in time, maybe in a day, could be a week, could be a month, he doesn't mind waiting you out a lifetime. You will in time act on that thought. And maybe now you're saying, well, it's just a thought. It just went through my mind. It's just a scenario that I'm playing out in my mind. I'm telling you, all the thoughts that we let stay around in our minds ultimately become reflected in our behavior. Because as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. What has the enemy planted in your mind? It's probably circling around five words: fear, worry, temptation to do something stupid, say something stupid, think something stupid. But most of the people in the building tonight probably have a seed been planted somewhere in your mind to do something dumb, say something dumb, think something dumb. Temptation, fear, worry, temptation. Lack of worth or value is the fourth thing that's planted in so many hearts in this room right now. I don't matter. I don't measure up. I'm not good enough. I'm not lovely enough. God would never love me. And fifth, that seed of uncertainty. I think of those five seeds probably covers everybody in the building. Uncertainty, I don't know what to do. I'm paralyzed. I can't make a decision. I'm not sure I'm going to do the right thing. I don't know what the plan is. I don't know if there's going to be a plan. I'm just totally like a ship out here without a sail, just floating along in the current. And I have all this uncertainty in my life. I want to tell you something. Your Father doesn't put uncertainty in your life. Your Father doesn't put that you're not valuable in your life. Your Father doesn't tempt you. The Bible says he can't be tempted with sin and he doesn't tempt you with sin. Your Father does not want you to worry, and your Father is trying to free you from fear. So if there is fear on your battlefield, worry on your battlefield, temptation on your battlefield, I'm not good enough on your battlefield, or uncertainty on your battlefield, guess what? The enemy has showed up and planted a seed on the battlefield of your mind. And it may have been sitting there a day, a week, a month, or for some of you, have been sitting there as long as you can remember. And you can see where you want to be. You just don't know if you can get there. If you're thinking that, the deceiver is on the battlefield of your mind. And he wants to destroy you. And he'll wait you out by planting seeds. And most people, the average Christian, does not know what to do with the seed that the enemy plants in their mind. So we read in 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you understand that you have the capacity in Christ to win the battle of your mind? Jesus storms the gates of hell, breaks through the barriers, and does something amazing for you and me. He puts a flag in the ground called victory. He's not in a process of putting a flag in the ground. He's already put the flag in the ground. He's not on his way to conquering sin and death. He's done conquering sin and death. He didn't say on the cross, I'm getting close to doing what I came to do. He said on the cross, it is finished. God wants you to do something great. You better get ready to be tested greatly so that you can be trusted greatly. And in the great testing, what happened? The enemy comes with torpedoes at the weakest moment. If you want victory, you're going to have to fight. If you're not ready to fight, you are not going to win. And if you don't want to fight, then you are going to lose the battle of your mind. And once you lose the battle of your mind, you are done. But you can start winning the battle of your mind sitting in the chair right now. You don't even have to wait until tomorrow morning. You can start winning the battle of your mind sitting there right now. Change the narrative. Change what you're thinking about. Man, I'm stuck in this thing. I'm stuck in this deal. I'm stuck in this fear. I'm stuck in this worry. I'm stuck in this temptation. I'm stuck in these feelings about how I'm not good enough. I'm stuck in all this uncertainty and cloud and fogginess in my life. Well, then change what you're thinking about. And if I can just be so bold tonight, nobody else is going to do it for you. Nobody else is going to come into your life and say, man, let me get up in your thought life and take captive all the things that are coming against you in your mind. This is the time for you to step up and go, Christ already established a beachhead. I got to wake up and I've got to clue into what's going on. And I've got to take responsibility for my destiny in my future. I've got to take authority over what goes on in my mind and in my heart. In Christ, I have been given the opportunity to stand on a beachhead called victory. Why am I living in defeat? And the only reason, the only answer is because you're allowing yourself to live in defeat. No, it is not because of your mother. It is not because of your dad or your stepdad or your grandparents or where you came from or what you can do or can't do or this condition or that condition. That is not why you're losing the battle of your mind. You are losing the battle of your mind because you're not willing to step up and say, there is a fight to be fought and I'm going to fight it and I'm going to win the battle of my mind because I have the power of the finished work of Jesus. I am standing on victory. And I'm going to move from that victory, and I'm going to change the story. I am changing the story of the battle of my mind.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Give the gift that everyone wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Save on USDA-certified tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, perfectly aged ribeyes, gourmet sides, and decadent desserts delivered right to their door. Skip the stress. Order now at OmahaSteaks.com. That's OmahaSteaks.com and use code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout to get an extra $35 off. Hurry, these deals won't last. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.